coming up on Inside the Bears.
I'm filming a show!
Anthony Adams tries an interesting interview approach with Jermaine Bushrod. Bears owner Virginia McCaskey shares some of her fondest memories of her father, Papa Bear George Halas.
The Bears were so important to him, and they are to me.
And we go on a furniture shopping spree with Kyle Long. Inside the Bears starts right now.
Carl Sandburg, Chicago. Stormy. Husky. Brawling. The same could be said for their football team. The Chicago Bears' roots lie in the heart of the Midwest, where George Halas ignited the National Football League. But the Bears are more than a team. The monsters of the Midway are part of the city's culture and its people. Its fandom stretches from downtown buildings through the neighborhood streets, past the suburbs, and into the prairie, where Bears fans pass their loyalty down from one generation to the next. This is Chicago Bears football. This is Chicago's team.
Welcome to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Lindsay Petruni.
And I'm Anthony Adams. For the next half hour, we will entertain you, or at least try to entertain you, and give you some stories from your beloved Chicago Bears.
We're right outside our brand new Chicago Bears Network studios at Halas Hall. We'll be moving into our new home in the coming weeks.
And I can't wait, Lindsay. But let me be one of the first to welcome you to Chicago.
Thank you, Anthony. I'm super excited to be here. And hey, it's nice to be working with someone who knows just a little bit about Bears football.
Yeah, just a little bit. I only played here for 5 years.
Anthony, what do you remember about your rookie year with the 49ers? You know, the era of leather helmets.
Wow, you're going to do me like that, Liz? Okay, I got you.
As you know, when you move to a new place in a new town, you need to furnish it.
Yeah, buddy.
So we tagged along with Kyle Long as he showed us his new apartment and went on a little shopping trip.
I am my own interior designer, which might turn out to be very bad. Now this piece, you might laugh, is from my bathroom. You know, a little monkey reading the paper. Something to look at when you're, you know, on the commode. I want it to feel like home because, you know, you're going to spend a lot of time here. I know Halas Hall is going to be home for me, but this is my home, and hopefully it'll be my home for a long time. I got a man cave back here where I watch all the games. I usually send all my tweets out. So I'm not sitting in my chair right now because if I sit in that chair, I'll end up falling asleep. It's kind of controversial, but I got a Cubs thing right here that I got from an antique store. I'm not sure how old it is, but it'll probably go up here. I'll probably get a White Sox thing as well. I feel like I'd be a lot more complacent in my situation had I not had my dad there to set the bar very high in terms of what a successful football career would be like, and also just being a successful person and being a good person. The one thing that you can count on is I'm going to show up and I'm going to work. And I think that's been ingrained in me since day one from my dad. That's just how he's raised us. Got some empty space around here, so try to fill this puppy up. I got everything you need in here, man. Room and board. Try to go for like the manly. I'm a bear. I'm like the most masculine animal you can be. This is big boy compatible. I'm actually getting this couch right here for my living room. Oh, that's cool right there. See, I love maps. That's cool. That's sick. I like to grill and stuff, so I like to have the guys over. And what's the point of having a nice place if you're not going to be able to entertain sometimes? I took photography classes in high school. I really enjoyed that, but the process of going through and developing film and stuff was tough. You know, but I do a lot of, I'm on Instagram. I like to think I have a pretty sweet Instagram. That thing is cool. Can I put an order in for these, for two of these? Got a nice bedding here. After all the shopping, you just want to take a nap.
So, Anthony, what was your first place like?
Oh, it was amazing.
Really?
It was very, very luxurious.
Wow.
A1, top of the line, ballerific.
So we talking California king bed, heated marble floors, jacuzzi suite?
Not so much jacuzzi king suite. I had top of the line food time, for sure. I had an air mattress, lava lamp. I had a PlayStation 1, the Madden 03. Oh, yeah.
We have to take a quick break. But when we come back, we sit down with Bears owner Virginia McCaskey. She shares some of her favorite Papa Bear memories.
Loved him dearly, admired him. The Bears were so important to him.
And later, it's big guys and compact cars. My co-host and Jermon Bushrod go for a little ride. You won't want to miss it.